Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a very important issue of animal sacrifice, and that is who was the son which Abraham presented for sacrifice? Jews, for example, are adamant on the fact, and they have actually interpolated in the Torah and the Old Testament and have written the name of Isaac instead of Ishmael, or who was actually sacrificed. Now, this it needs to be understood that the Eid day is the day in which we commemorate the great sacrifice which Abraham had offered, and he had offered his son Ishmael to God. Now, the issue is that the Jews, for example, one of their blatant interpolations and changes and alterations in the Torah is that they wanted to sever the relationship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Ishmael and Abraham, his forefathers, so that the predictions of the arrival of the last prophet, they could be done away with. And for this, they actually inserted the name of Isaac in the Torah, and they tried to do away with the name of Ishmael. However, in recent times, one of very prominent and very exceptional researchers on the Quran, Imam Hamiduddin Farahi, belonging to the Indian subcontinent, has unveiled these interpolations of the Jews in the Torah, and he has shown that he has written extensively on this topic, and the book that he has written specifically for on this topic is called Fiman Huwa Zabih, which means regarding the person or the son who was sacrificed by Abraham. So he has conclusively proven that the son actually offered for sacrifice was Ishmael, and he has given copious arguments in favor of this. And I'll just cite one basic argument that he has given, which actually is from the Torah itself, from the Old Testament itself. And that is that in the book of Genesis, chapter 16, verse 12, it is stated that Abraham has offered his only son. The stress is on only a son. The word only should be stressed. He had offered his only son for sacrifice. Now, again, chapter 16, verse 16 of Genesis also says that Ishmael was born to Abraham when he was 86 years old. And then chapter 21, verse 5 of Genesis also says that Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. So if these details are collated, one can easily say that the term only son can be used for Ishmael only. For had Ishaq been or Isaac been the son who had been sacrificed, the word only son would have not been appropriate, because since Isaac was younger to Ishmael, and Ishmael had already been born before Isaac, so it would be very inappropriate to say in the presence of Ishmael that Isaac is the only son. The only son, this expression can only be applied to Ishmael, because he was born first and 14 years later was Isaac born. So the term only son can only be applied to Ishmael. So this is one of the basic arguments which Imam Hamiduddin Farahi has proffered in his book, Fiman Huwa Zabih. Of course, there are several other arguments on the Quran itself and from other portions of history, but this is very conclusive from the Old Testament itself. So in a nutshell, we can say that the son which Abraham actually offered for sacrifice was not Isaac, as is alleged by Jews. It is actually Ishmael who was sacrificed or offered for sacrifice by Abraham. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.